Hazrat Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. He is the fourth caliph of the Muslims. His mother, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, named him after her father's name, Haydar, whereas his father named him Ali. His kunyat is Abul Hasan and Abu Turab. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam granted him the title of Asadullah. Apart from these titles, Murtada, meaning the chosen one, Karrar, meaning the one who strikes back repeatedly, Sher-e-Khuda, meaning the Lion of Allah, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha are his famous titles. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was born 30 years after the year of Elephant on a Friday, 13th of Rajab al-Murajab in Makkah. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the son of Abu Talib bin Abdul Muttalib, and he is the first cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After the martyrdom of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and Muhajireen pledged allegiance to Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem and elected him as Amirul Mu'mineen, meaning the commander and leader of the believers. He held office of Khilafat for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. At the time of riding the horse, Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem would start reciting the Holy Quran, putting the first foot into one stirrup of the horse, and would complete the recitation of the entire Holy Quran before putting the second foot into the other stirrup. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part with exceptional bravery in the Battle of Badr, Uhud and Khandaq, and a lot of renowned and brave warriors of disbelievers were hurled into hell through valiant strikes of the blessed and unique sword of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu named Zulfiqar. Now let's hear how was he martyred. On the 17th or 19th of Ramadan Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded by a Khariji's violent assassination attempt, which proved to be fatal. And on the 21st of Ramadan Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as a martyr.